Kurt Cassidy here, and you're listening to WKRZ 101.2, Astoria Radio, the hits of yesterday, today, and next week. It's a cold one here in Astoria. First week of 2015, a lot of crazy things going on. It's freaking freezing. Teresa Giudice's turned herself in, and we got a special event going on down at the Curves over here on Steinway. Hey, Kat, you're a woman. How do you feel about Curves?
I love Curves.
Great. We got something special coming up from Kip Kipley and music from DJ Anita B. Kat, you're a woman. You watch crap TV. What do you think about Teresa Giudice going to jail?
I love it.
All right, next up, we've got a track from Anita B and the House of Mimosa crew coming through in just a minute. Now, make sure you're subscribed via iTunes to Sunday Morning Mimosa, the House of Mimosa, the podcast, coming to you from WKRZ 101.2 Astoria Radio.
First you love me and I let you in. Made me feel like I was born again. You empowered me, you made me strong. Built me up and I could do no wrong. I let down my guard, I fell into your arms. Forgot who I was, I didn't hear the alarms. Now I'm down on my knees, alone in the dark. I was blind to your game, you fired a shot in my heart.
Hello, guys, and welcome to the House of Mimosa, the podcast. We are here the first week in January, like you heard Kurt say in the opening there. And we're listening to one of Madonna's latest.
Oh, my God.
From her upcoming album, Rebel Heart.
Can you believe that she just leaked these, like, six tracks?
Well, do you think she leaked them?
Well, I guess not leaked, but, I mean, due to the fact that some of her songs were leaked, she decided to then, what, put out six tracks?
Right.
Is that
for people not savvy enough to get it for free, you can buy them now.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Well, you're listening to Travis here. We've got Steven.
Steven here.
And Michelle Bashwa. Before we get into Madonna, thank you guys so much for subscribing to the podcast. And we got some really good feedback from our last episode, which was our first episode in a really long time.
Yeah.
So it was really, really nice to hear all of your positive feedback on that.
And apparently people really like to hear us rather
than our alter egos,
which is very flattering, very nice.
That's fun. Yeah. But don't worry, Anita and Jean Marie aren't going anywhere.
No way.
So Madonna. Okay, so if you don't know, if you haven't heard, Madonna a couple weeks ago, some tracks were leaked from her upcoming album, Rebel Heart.
I think the whole album was leaked, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I mean, a lot of tracks were leaked, so we're not really sure how much of the album was actually leaked or not.
So, from that, she decided to release, is it six of these songs?
I think it's six,
Five or six of these songs. She released them on iTunes, and you could pre-order the album, which comes out in March, I believe, and you would get these five or six tracks.
Yeah.
Now, here we are, we're feeling bad for Madonna that her tracks were leaked. You know, it happens to a lot of artists. And I think we heard at our show on Sunday, our brunch show, that it was part of the Sony leaks. I think we heard.
Somebody mentioned that.
So, but I was thinking about it, and I thought to myself,
you were thinking there was more creativeness behind
it. You know, Madonna's not stupid.
Yeah.
She is a smart cookie, and I wonder if, let me pretend these tracks are leaked so I can put them out on iTunes and sell them. Because, oh, this is what it was that I was thinking. I'm sorry. My thought was, okay, every artist now, especially big artists like Madonna, come out with the album and the deluxe version of the album.
True. Mm-hmm.
So my thought was, we're all subscribed, not subscribed, we're all we have all pre-purchased this album, pre-ordered
it. Yes, pre-ordered it.
And we got these six tracks because we're all excited and hoping.
Right. And you can only get them by pre-ordering the actual album.
You couldn't buy the tracks.
You can't buy them separately.
Right.
For like $1.25.
And so, of course, we'd all pre-order the album because we're hoping, we're all fans of Madonna, and we're hoping that this music is better than
the one before.
The last, and the one before that, and the one before that. So, So I'm thinking to myself,
I love Madonna, come on. Well, okay. But I understand.
I'm not discrediting
her old stuff is better than her new stuff.
We should have a whole episode just devoted to that conversation.
Oh, forget it.
Because it's a good one. Ooh. If you want us to have a Madonna episode, please let us know. We'll talk about Madonna. But as far as this is concerned, I thought to myself, okay, we've all pre-ordered this album now because we wanted to get these tracks. Mm-hmm. Well, what happens when the album comes out and then she releases a deluxe version with extra tracks on it? Now, I don't know if that's going to happen because, Stevie, you told me that on iTunes, the album is showing that there's 19 tracks, which is a lot.
19 is a lot. So I can't imagine there being a deluxe of a 19 album.
Yeah, unless she's decided to go in an R&B way and there's, like, the intro and the outro. Oh, do you remember that? And then they had like a little spoken thing in the beginning. And yeah.
Oh God.
I'm just kidding.
A whole rant in between.
Well, I'm gonna ask you, Stephen, because you're the big Madonna fan. What do you think of the tracks?
I like the tracks.
What you guys heard at the beginning was a song. What's the song?
Living for Love.
Living for
Love. That's my favorite track out of the six so far. There's some other tracks, Devil Pray, there's Illuminati, Unapologetic Bitch, there's Bitch on Madonna, and Ghost Town.
Okay.
So Britney Bitch.
Yes.
So
there's a lot of bitching going on.
Yeah,
on this album.
The weird part, and we were talking about this earlier in the week, the fact that there's Bitch I'm Madonna, which features Nicki Minaj, and then there's Unapologetic Bitch on there as well. It's kind of weird. Two sound similar.
In fact, you thought they were the same song.
I thought they were the same song, and then I'm like, oh, wait, but now I'm hearing Nicki Minaj, and I wasn't before.
And
so
I suggested
it was confusing.
I suggested to Stephen that maybe the tracks, you know, an artist works on numerous tracks, and then they choose the best ones to go on an album. And since there was the leak, maybe she was working on these tracks and thought, well, I'll release one of these, but not both. Since they got leaked.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe.
And I mean, for a whole year or more, she's been hashtagging all of these titles. Right. So, in a way, you know, maybe she wanted two songs.
What
that
do you
said
think of the songs you've heard so far? As a whole, what do you think?
As a whole, I'm not in love. I want to see more. And I hope that the rest of the album is going to have a lot more amazing tracks on it. There is only, I mean, I could listen to it and I'm content, but I want more from her now.
How did you feel about what was the last album?
The last album was, what was the name of that album?
Well, I know the last album had Girl Gone Wild, and I love that.
It wasn't Hard Candy, it was something else.
Madonna fan you are. You're out of the club.
I must have it on my thing here. MDNA.
MDNA.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, the drugs.
Ow.
Right.
Yeah, well,
that's the other thing. There's a track on here that talks about doing drugs, and that just throws me for a loop. Not that I don't think that she's never done drugs, but I feel like, I do feel that at a certain point you get to a certain age, and talking about doing drugs just makes me feel like it's not genuine.
Mm-hmm.
Because my grandma doesn't talk about doing drugs. Yeah. You know what I mean? So,
I mean, come on, she's not in the caliber of your grandma yet.
Well,
Madonna's not your grandmother.
No.
All right.
Madonna could be our moms, but...
Well, my mom doesn't talk to me about doing drugs. You know, like, like a thing that I think... I don't know, it just feels a little...
Well, some moms
not
probably
some moms
do.
Talk about
some
drugs.
Moms
yes.
do.
Some moms do.
Some moms do.
Some moms do.
This one's from Michelle's mom.
Yeah.
Hi, Mom. Oh, hi, Mom. So, that's Madonna. The Sony leaks, also, if you haven't heard about the Sony leaks, there's also that movie, The Interview. With James Franco and... What the hell?
Seth Rogen.
Fozzie Bear.
Released through that leak as well.
About the whole, like, assassination of King Jong-un? Or
King Jong-un.
King Jong-un.
Kim, not King.
Kim. Oh, Kim.
Kim.
Kim. Jong-un. He thinks he's a king.
He's a president. So,
I don't know.
Right, so if you lived under a rock, this movie got leaked, and apparently they're all upset that this movie shows the killing of Kim Jong-un.
Can we say that that's the best marketing strategy? Part of me feels like that's not true. Part of me feels like Sony
was
like, nobody's going to see this movie.
Yeah.
Let's put this hype around it.
I mean, it's possible.
Wanted to pay to see this movie had it not had this controversy around it?
Now,
and we were just talking about that with Madonna, so, you know, it's possible.
Rosie said that she didn't think the movie was very funny. On The View, she said that. Now, what did you think, Michelle?
I thought it was funny.
I have to say,
I thought it was funny,
I liked
too.
It.
And I'm surprised, because that's not the kind of movie I usually go for, but I really liked it, and I like the duo of Seth Rogen and James Franco.
Mm-hmm.
Something about them together in movies has been really great. I've seen a few of their movies. The one, I forget the name of it, but the one that had to do with the end of the world and all these,
this
like...
This is the end.
This is the end. And that was awesome. I thought that was really fantastic. Better than The Interview,
okay.
Actually.
No, I liked it as well, and I also thought that James Franco was very different than I feel like I've ever
mm-hmm.
seen him before. And I was really glad to see that, because I thought, oh God, we're going to see another, like, he's a pothead kind of character again. And it wasn't that. And
yeah.
I really, he played kind of like this narcissistic, kind of like dim-witted, like superstar, kind of like the male, I was going to say the male Oprah, but not really. Like, who, there's not really an equivalent.
I mean, to me, it reminded
me...
The male Wendy Williams. But to me, like, I don't know if anybody's familiar with, like, the Mary Tyler Moore Show, but there was the head anchor on the Mary Tyler Moore Show was that white-headed, really narcissistic guy, and to me, it reminded me of that character a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he, you know, took a lot from that.
So it was good. I say, you know, you can rent it on iTunes. I think it's like $4.99 or something like that to rent. It's
mm-hmm.
totally worth it.
It was on YouTube for free for a little while. I don't know if it's still on
it
there.
It was?
Yeah, you could click on it and watch the whole movie.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's not like a week ago. Well,
I think it's really crazy the way entertainment is going, and it's. I think it's exciting for us, especially because there's so many independent ways to put out art.
Yeah.
So even like our podcast here,
mm-hmm.
you know, in our YouTube videos, and please, if you're not subscribed, go to our YouTube page. Just search The House of Mimosa on YouTube, and please subscribe.
Or Sony could leak us, everybody.
Wait. Could we leak ourselves?
Yeah.
How could we leak ourselves?
Well, it might not be a leak. It may be a dribble drab, but, you know.
It may be a dribble.
You got to dribble before you can break down the
pants. Exactly.
So.
Just ask Jean Marie.
Yeah, exactly. No, but I am, it's very exciting, all these TV shows that are coming out on, like, Amazon,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I think we heard something that Google's going to have their own, you know, shows.
Original programming.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's kind of new.
Well,
that's
can
new.
Someone sign us up for our Anita and Jean Marie sitcom, Marty?
Exactly.
I mean, really.
Off of Google?
Seriously.
You started on YouTube, people.
I know.
You started on YouTube.
It's exciting. And, you know, I think the other thing that's exciting out there is that there's a lot of crap out there, and it makes me feel very confident in our work.
Aww.
All right, so let's turn it back over to WKRZ and the WKRZ Morning Crew.
You're listening to WKRZ 101.2, Astoria Radio. The hits of yesterday, today, and next week.
Cool Kurt Cassidy here with my gal pal, Kat Colossal. Say hi, Kat.
Hi.
And we got Kip Kipling coming up in just a minute. Kat, go get me a coffee, would you?
Oh.
Hold on, Kip. I want to watch Kat walk away.
Woo!
Now I'm going to turn it over to Kip Kipley for everybody's favorite segment, Kip Kipley's Believe It or Don't.
Ah, thank you, Kurt. Well, this is a very special segment of Kip Kipley's Believe It or Don't. The Kurs on Ditmars Boulevard here in Astoria, Queens is having a very special event. The first 15 ladies to sign up or renew their membership subscriptions gets a $10 gift certificate to Martha's Bakery. Believe it or don't, I sat down with one of the event coordinators of this whole shindig, Astoria's very own Gina Marie Rotali. And here's what she had to say. So, Miss Gina Marie Rotali, what made you put this whole shindig together? Well, I was getting a free membership by signing up and doing this whole thing as the event coordinator for Curves. And so I figures that, you know, since my husband was in a, you know, bad place financially, and I, you know, could use any penny I could get right now on Scrimp and Save, I figured I would put all this together and get a free membership. And the lovely ladies, you know, and I could, you know, get physical here and do whatever we could to get our bodies toned and in shape. And tell them about the incentives going on here today. Well, I'm glad you asked, Kip, because I actually was able to think of a great idea. I had my best bubba, you know, Anita M. Buffum, you know, the fabulous JCPenney's model from way back in the day. Well, she went down to Martha's Bakery and told them who the hell she was, and they gave her the gift certificates. And all the girls here are so excited about it, you know, well, because they all need it, you know. Oh, and can I just tell you, Kip, I mean, it's so wonderful to, you know, be here talking to you and, you know, I love your segment, you know, Kipley's Believe It or Don't. And, oh, God, you're so much more handsome in person. Oh, God, Kip. All right. And a very special thank you to our lovely Gina Marie Ratali and the rest of the ladies at Curves for showing me a real good time. Now, gals, don't forget to waddle down to the Curves to pick up your free gift certificate today. This has been Kip Kipley for Kip Kipley's Believe It or Don't. Back to you guys in the studio.
Thanks, Kip. It's always great hearing from you. We love Kip Kipley's Believe It or Don't.
No problem, Kurt. Hey, and, hey, Kat, you're a woman. You must be worried about your weight. You know, why don't I pick up a subscription for you over here at the Curves?
Kat. Hey, Kip, let me tell you. Kat's always bitching about her weight, but from sitting behind her, she's got it all in the right places. Believe that or don't.
Thank you.
So this was the week that Real Housewives of New Jersey star Teresa Giudice had to turn herself in to the same prison that Orange is the New Black is based on.
And it's located in Connecticut, right?
I believe so,
yeah.
Yes.
And I heard that this is the same place that Leona Helmsley went to years ago, back in like the late 80s, I believe, in the early 90s, for the same kind of thing, tax evasion.
Oh.
So, yeah. Oh, little.
So tax evasion prison is kind of like the new rehab.
Exactly. Uh-huh. In Connecticut, apparently.
Yeah. I should do that.
Yeah, right?
Might be fun for me.
Yeah, hey, why not?
Yeah.
And I did hear, though, that they said that after some time in this prison, they may approve her to be moved to the Martha Stewart prison.
Oh.
Which is like
an upgrade.
Camp,
yeah,
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know.
The holiday.
I mean, a part of me feels really horrible for her. Because I feel like maybe this didn't have to go all this way, and she may have had her, you know.
Listen, you break the law, you break the law. I do believe that.
Yeah.
But I'm a big fan of the Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Yeah, me too.
And I just don't believe Teresa is conniving enough or smart enough to do this. I don't think she had her hand in it. I think her husband was doing whatever he does.
Yeah, they have the wrong people doing
right,
the wrong
when
things.
When you're married, it's...
That's it.
Yeah,
it's your problem,
it.
Well,
too.
She signed some stuff, too, so that was a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, we wish her the best, and we hope that...
Well, you told me that you heard that her daughter, Gia...
Yeah,
might get a show.
There was rumors that she might get her own show. You know, I don't know if you saw those videos that were out, her, you know, dancing or singing or...
Oh, yeah.
Trying to do both. You know,
trying to do both.
Singing and dancing.
Well, there were some videos that she was doing some kind of a girl group that they put together, and good for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be good. Well, I think that's probably a smart way to keep Teresa's brand alive, right? Because she can't be on TV right now, so.
And I feel bad for that little girl. She's going to have a lot of stress on her. So.
Well, I think, you know, I wondered about those girls' future even before all this happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're growing up in the public eye and you have no idea why.
True. But. Well, Gia had tweeted or posted something on Facebook that said, you know, that night before she went in that, you know, everybody, there was a lot of people around and there was a big support. She was talking about how much support was around her, so the night before, so... So, you know, here, we wish the family well, so.
The New Jersey housewives are turning into mob wives.
I know. Poor things.
Poor things.
Maybe Big Angel be on that.
Ah!
And in other celebrity children news, I guess, in another realm of celebrity, Angelina and Brad Pitt's daughter...
Okay.
Shiloh.
Oh,
all right.
Has apparently been identifying as a male.
Okay, yeah, because she
wants to be called John.
Wants to be called John. But I guess for a while, and then I read very little about this, so, you know, I don't know all the particulars.
So we're ignorant.
Like in everything.
Yeah.
But my understanding is that for a while now, Shiloh, John, has identified as John.
Okay.
And,
And like to wear boys' clothes.
Well, I gotta be honest, I thought Shiloh was a boy.
From pictures I wouldn't have known.
Right.
But, you know...
But with young kids like that, you might not know.
But look how fabulous, like, look at Angelina and Brad and how they embraced...
Yeah, they're doing a really good job.
Shiloh
yeah.
being who...
Yeah.
He
Absolutely.
Is,
I don't
you
know. Is it something in the water now with all these people transitioning? Or is it just now we're at a place where,
I think that we're
at... People feel comfortable coming out like
that. I think that now that time...
Wait, let me just say I'm being, like... You know, I'm kidding. I'm joking in that statement,
yeah.
But go ahead.
No.
No, I think that times have changed. I think that kids are coming out a lot earlier. When we came out, I didn't come out until I was practically almost 20 years old.
For us doing our show, we get a lot of young fans on our social networks. Mm-hmm. And I'm always shocked at, you know, we get Instagram followers and I'll look to see who they are and it'll be like, 12 years old, gay. And I'm like, oh, all right. Yeah. Okay, girl.
Well, I mean, I think that now kids are just quicker to know things that they didn't know before.
I mean, I always knew you were gay.
Oh, well.
I'm just kidding. No.
I did too.
Yeah. I always knew that. I mean, for me, it was like so natural and I don't really, I just always felt that way. So,
but, you know, and then like my story was a little different. You know, you come out later in life where you have more of a struggle. And nowadays, maybe there aren't as many kids that go through a struggle, you know,
well,
because
more,
they kind of, it's a little bit more out there.
Right. It's more out there and accessible and people can identify with it. I think when you don't know what to call it, you don't know what it is, so you're like, oh, and what am I? But now you see it, it's everywhere, and it's slowly, and you still have a long way to go, but it's getting more accepted, and people are, like, not making a big deal about it anymore, so kids can be, oh, yeah, okay.
And the
now,
kid,
for those listening, you should all know that Michelle identifies as a faux queen.
Yes.
That, Michelle's sexuality is a faux queen.
I wish I was a man so I could be a drag queen.
There you go.
My career goal in life.
But no, Michelle is single and ready to mingle, so we've got any eligible bachelors out there. Please let us know.
But I think that the one thing that we do have to worry about now is the parents. Because, you know, kids are coming out young and saying that they are this or are that. And, you know, and the parents are the ones that we have to worry about.
Well, I think that, you know, the further along we get, the parents come from generations that are more accepting.
Yeah,
exactly.
I feel like my generation, I would like to think that my generation is pretty accepting and not in a bad way, less, I want to say less ignorant. And I don't mean that as people in a bad way being ignorant, but
Close-minded.
I mean, you know, you come from a certain generation, you don't really know about these things. So you're innocently ignorant about it. And,
exactly.
And when people don't know, they get scared and they get uncomfortable. And I don't understand how anyone could have a problem with it, especially when it's somebody you love.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But applause to Brad and Angelina.
Yeah.
It seems like they're doing a really good job with handling this, and it'll be interesting to see what happens down the line.
Yeah.
But speaking of faux queen and all that, we got such a nice message from the guys over at Dragaholic.com.
Oh, that's right.
Shout out to Dragaholic.
You know, in the last episode, we talked about their support of us and our show. I had a really great conversation with them after they sent us some really nice things about our podcast, and they wanted to hear more. And we actually heard from a couple people that they wanted to hear more about our show.
They
want Kiki. They want Kiki girl.
Well, we're gonna have to invite some people over and have a drink in the studio.
No, not a Kai Kai, a Kiki.
Oh,
that's something totally different.
So I wanted to, I thought maybe we could take a little opportunity to talk a little bit more about our drag experience devote a little bit of maybe each podcast to it. Something that I thought was interesting to talk about, I was talking about this with Tim, who is one of the people from Dragaholic. I talked about how we had taught ourselves pretty much everything for our show, and from makeup to wigs to all of it. And there's a lot to be learned.
Oh,
and,
always. I think you can always learn something, right?
Yeah. So I wanted to start simple with this.
Yeah.
I want to talk about some, and this is something that everybody can use, I want to talk about some really great face washes.
Oh.
Because, you know, you get that makeup on, and girls, you know, when you put the your nighttime eye makeup on and you're out at the club, girl.
Full ho face.
Yeah, well, you in full ho face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that shit sometimes takes time to come off.
Well,
we've got some awesome tips. One of the face washes we use is Kiehl's. Is it their daily?
I think it's face their daily
wash. Oh God!
Let me find out. We need to look this.
Hold on. Steven's gonna go look at what
Steven's
it is.
Steven's gonna go figure out the name brand so we don't seem completely ignorant.
Yeah, exactly. But we use a really great face wash from Kiehl's. I love it. It's gentle, but does a really great job.
It's the Ultra Facial Cleanser.
Oh!
Kiehl's Ultra Facial Cleanser. If you don't have a Kiehl's near you, you can order it online. Sometimes there's Kiehl's counters at Macy's, and Kiehl's is K-I-E-H-L-S. Kiehl's, K-I-E-H-L-S. It's their Ultra Facial Cleanser. You get a really good size tub, or tube.
What do you call this? What is this? I think it comes in both.
Tube. Oh, it does. This is like a tube, though.
That's a tube, yeah.
And it's a 5-ounce tube. It's a good size. It lasts us a while.
Like we're on QVC.
I know. Yeah, and right? It's I believe it's like $19 for the tube.
It's really great. It actually, I feel like it actually melts the makeup away as I'm rubbing it in, and then the water helps it.
A gentle liquid formula that cleanses without over-drying or stripping skin. Mm. And I find that to be true. I feel like after I use it, my face feels like I just moisturized.
Yeah, I mean, I always have to moisturize on top of any time I wash my face. But
well, there's great things in here. Oh, my God.
I love how you guys are so much more educated about taking off makeup than I am. Because I just put eye makeup on, and then I'm like, all right, let's go. Yeah.
Well, there's another step here. So we wash with that, and then Clinique. Clinique, it's purple, it's in the purple bottle. It's take off the day. It is the best makeup remover. We use it for our eyes to get off whatever this face wash didn't get off.
And I use a lot of like heavy eyeliner, black eyeliner, especially on my waterline, and that's the hardest to get off. And this stuff works like a charm.
Yeah.
And does not hurt. And it's nice with a little cotton pad.
Yeah, it's a little bit more expensive, but it lasts forever. Yeah. And
it's only for your eye. I mean, we only use it for our eyes.
Right. So
it says for eye area.
Yeah.
So this is, again, it's the Clinique Take Off the Day. It's, Michelle, you stand by this? It's amazing, great. Right? Yes. Have you been using mine?
No, I bought my own.
I'm kidding, girl.
I did it first.
Oh, and it's also, another good tip is it really helps get off the lipstick and the lip liner that kind of residues
because that pink don't come off.
Ooh, that's why I don't like to use pink.
That pink does not come off. My signature color, baby Jesus bubblegum pink, girl.
does not come off.
He likes to stick around.
Yeah. For sure.
On my lips especially.
Another couple products I've been using is the Glam Glow products.
Yes,
which
you had me use that this week, and I really loved it.
Okay, so the Glam Glow started with a face mask.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I believe they call it the Glam Glow Mud or something like that. It's the black one.
Okay.
And not to be racist. And it's fabulous. The face mask, it's awesome. It's so great. They also have one called Thirsty Mud, which is a hydrating one, which I have not tried yet. I got it for Christmas. I haven't tried it.
Okay.
I will let you know what I think of it after I try it. But they also just came out with face washes. And you know me, I love a product, girl. So I had to run right out and get them. One is a hydrating face wash, and one is, like, I guess their general, just gets all the gunk off your face. Now, you put it on your face dry.
Yeah, and it's kind of made from tar, right? Or it's like a tar? Isn't that what I read on it?
Mud.
Are you sure?
I don't read tar.
Okay.
Go grab the package.
I'm gonna go look.
Steven's gonna go grab the package again.
So, it goes on your face dry, and it's like a mud consistency. Okay. You put it on all over your face. I let it sit for a second,
mm-hmm.
and then you splash water in your face and you remove it like in circles. Rub your face in circles.
I can't see you. I'm rubbing my face in circles so you can see it, but you can't see anything that's happening right now.
You're right. It's mud to foam.
I don't think tar is good for the face.
No, there was something else.
You never
else.
Know.
Yeah.
You can fill in the crack.
Yeah.
So it's a mud to foam. It goes on like a mud, and then as you apply the water to take it off, it turns into like a foam. It's fabulous.
They're wonderful, yeah.
Yeah. Now, the Glam Glow, what is this one called? This is the Super Cleanse. This one I find to be drying. But after I used it, my blackheads were like, not that I have any, but any that I might have had were gone. Gone. It was awesome. But it did dry my face out, and I find that I had to moisturize heavily after using this. But
which is fine.
Like, better than a pore strip.
Yeah.
Like, this was awesome. Yeah. I loved it. And then the other one is
And I feel like that one has a little bit more of a grit to it, actually.
Yeah, this is more like the mask. It's kind of...
Mm-hmm.
And it has, like, an exfoliating kind of feel. And then the other one is the Thirsty Cleanse, and that is Daily Treatment Cleanser, and it has the moisturizing properties to it. I feel like I'll use these once or twice a week, not every day.
Mm-hmm.
The Kiehl's one is great for every day, but these Glam Glow products I'm really, really enjoying. And
And then there's the other thing that we use every day. It's the Boscia, B-O-S-C-I-A. Oh. It comes in a little pink, and it's really great. It's like almost like a little...
So it's from Sephora.
I think I tried that.
It's a Boscia product.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the name off of it on top of my head. Go get it. Go grab it.
Jesus Christ. We were so prepared to do this segment.
We were so prepared. Well, we're kind of throwing this together.
Us?
I know. But this product is from Sephora. It's the Boscia line, B-O-S-C-I-A.
It's the Bukkake oil infused exfoliant. No, like, what does that say?
It's the Tsubaki.
Oh, okay.
Not Bukkake.
The Tsubaki?
It's Tsubaki oil infused exfoliating powder. Yeah, this is another one that I really love. I use this every day. You can, it's a powder.
I mix it with my light moisturizing.
It's a powder. Cleanser. So you can sprinkle some of the powder into your regular face wash. And it's fabulous. It gives you a nice little... So if you're to go out and do anything today, I say go to Sephora and get the Boscia Tsubaki Oil Infused Exfoliating Powder.
Not the Bukkake.
Tell them Steven told you to get the Bukkake.
Yeah. Of course, Steven would ask you for that.
And they'll know exactly what you're talking about.
And get the Kiehl's Ultra Facial Cleanser. These are great, especially if you're wearing heavy makeup. I know a lot of the drag girls talk about using baby oil, but I find that leaves me greasy.
Yeah, no, I used to use baby oil, and it was not good.
I mean, this is just what works for us.
Yeah, yeah. So different makeup works better.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people swear by cold cream, so.
Uh-huh. But when you're using high-quality makeup like we are.
Oh, so high quality.
Everyone's using high-quality makeup nowadays.
In other drag news, I was watching again, Hey Queen.
Hey Queen!
The new one came out today with Laganja Estranja on it.
Uh-huh. Laganja Estranja, season six
of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah.
What did she say?
Michelle and I watched it together, and I think we have a little bit of different opinions about it.
We do.
Okay, I'm a little bit more. I don't know if you know this, but my heart is a little more calloused.
Okay.
Well, my
cold-hearted.
My heart's a little icy.
Well, I mean,
the poor thing went on
a certain way and looked really bad in the eyes of everyone watching.
She first said, in not so many words, this is not a direct quote, that she blamed editing, but then says, I do not blame editing. Literally said, it was the editing, I don't blame the editing.
She said, the editors have their job to do, and they edit things a certain way. Not that I'm blaming editing, these are things that happened, but there was more that happened than just what got shown.
Okay.
Which we all know, because they film for 25 hours a day, so.
Right.
But.
So, it was very interesting. I think she's just young. She's young. She's just young.
She is young.
You've heard Michelle Visage, if you listen to RuPaul's podcast or seen interviews with Michelle, she's spoken a little bit about this and has said that, Laganja was trying to produce herself.
Yeah.
Right.
And,
and it never works out well when you're trying to produce yourself on a show that is being produced by people, because it just doesn't work.
Well, here's the thing. I think Laganja says she was being herself.
She probably didn't know who she was at that moment.
Exactly.
She's so young.
Right.
She's a baby. And, we were talking about this. A lot of these younger kids are living in a world now where they're watching.
Well, here's the thing. Drag Race has been on now for 6 or 7 years.
And so they're watching a heightened personality and an idea of what that is and how to be
that
way.
Laganja was 24 when she was on Drag Race.
Mm-hmm, okay.
6 years ago, when Drag Race started, she was then 18.
A young kid. Yeah.
So she kind of grew up watching these queens.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the queens on Drag Race, especially the early seasons, are, hey, girl, hey, all that stuff. And so, I think Michelle Visage and RuPaul talked about this on their podcast as well, that the kids are kind of learning this sort of
behavior.
I wouldn't even call it behavior, but a way. They're just kind of learning this way. And so, we didn't have that.
No.
We had other things, but I think, Laganja was trying to be what she thinks America's Next Drag Superstar would be.
And, club kids are, I can understand maybe that came from being a club kid. I'm being part of the nightlife scene and,
But I think when you're that young, you get thrown into. So she had said she's only been doing drag for a year before she got on the show.
Mm.
So she still doesn't know who she is yet. If you had a camera on your face at 24, you'd probably be.
God,
a little
I'm glad there was no such thing as YouTube when I was 24. Thank God.
So, you can imagine, she gets thrown onto this she said, I want to be on this show. You know it's a reality show. You know that there's storyline involved. There's writers for reality shows. You want to get airtime. So, you're going to do things in a way that you think will get you airtime. And again, not knowing who you really are, not knowing how you're coming off, I feel bad for her a little bit. Like, I know she was ridiculous and crazy, but she was young, and we all have those moments. I break down sometimes and act like LaGanja, and I'm like, this isn't fair! But I don't have a camera in front of me, and people editing only the best parts of the This Isn't Fair.
Yeah. And it was a lot for her to handle.
Yeah.
Right, I think it was too much too fast.
Yeah.
And I have a soft spot in my heart for LaGanja.
Yeah.
Did she say anything great on the show?
I actually found the episode of Hey Queen to be boring.
Oh.
But I
she
liked
talked
it.
A lot.
Okay.
She talked a lot.
Say.
Johnny Montgomery didn't really have to ask her much. She kind of just let it all out.
She spewed it out.
And I think that she probably needed that. And
I think it was one of the first times she could.
Yeah.
Because I think everybody just wants to be like, hey, girl!
Yeah.
Mama, yes,
they
mom.
Probably don't interview her a lot, or she doesn't have that kind of exposure.
What did you think of RuPaul?
Yeah, exactly.
And then she has to answer like a robot.
Right.
So,
well, good for her.
Otherwise, RuPaul will kill you.
Kill you.
Well, that's great. At least she had time to talk and speak her words.
She did have nice things to say about all the rest of the cast.
Good.
And although at this point she can't exactly talk bad about anybody. Come on.
No.
She's you know
she could, but
doing damage control a little bit. But now what do we think of this season's Drag Race Girls? We've all seen the promos. It starts at the end of this month?
I don't even know. They haven't announced a date. I don't know. Look at it. Google it.
It starts soon.
It starts soon.
It starts soon. It's coming. It's
announced to be in February, right?
I'm interested to see, you know, every time I see the promos of the new cast members.
Yeah.
Like, when I saw the season with Sharon.
Yeah.
I remember thinking, who the hell?
Yeah.
And being like, oh my God. And then when we saw, it was like, oh, that, you know,
right.
Sharon's
yeah.
awesome.
Your opinions change.
Yeah.
After the first or
well,
second
I mean,
episode.
You know, they're putting on a persona for like what they want us to see of the glimpse of them for the very beginning.
And
you know
what's so funny is not only does your preference of who you like on the show
change
as the show goes on, but after the show.
Absolutely.
Like, I found that some of the winners I'm less impressed with after seeing them live in person than
and,
I was on the show. And I'm finding that there's other drag racers that we see perform live that I'm like, oh my God, I can't
Look
believe
they are.
Didn't do better on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the show is, you know, performance is not the only aspect of the show.
True.
So there's so much, so many other aspects to the show. So it'll be interesting to see what happens this season.
I'm excited to see this season.
Yeah,
I'm liking Trixie Mattel.
Me too.
Right now, I'm Team Trixie.
That's fun.
So,
Miss Fame. I love her looks. Mm-hmm. And now, who's that one from Puerto Rico that we saw?
Candy Ho.
We watched a video.
It was a great performance. It was just one performance I've seen, but
the choreography was awesome.
Fantastic.
Yeah, she was really great. I don't want to say anything about them yet because I want to. I'm very,
well, these are very preliminary.
Super critical, so I want to see.
Yeah, of course.
I want to see before I say.
Well,
but we can just shout out to the ones that we like so far.
Shout out to all of them. I'm excited.
I hope
excited
we all win.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in to the House of Mimosa, the podcast. We're gonna turn it over to DJ Anita B to give you some beats to listen to on the way out. And,
and if you have a topic that you want us to talk about on the show,
please
message us, private message us on Facebook or email us at thehouseofmimosa@gmail.com.
Yeah.
We love to come up with new topics and, you know, we want to get your feedback too.
Yeah. And we're going to always, be looking to grow here with the show. I'm so excited about it. And, we will see you guys next time. We're going to turn it over to DJ Anita B. Thanks, guys. DJ Anita B here with some hot beats for you. First up, we've got a Kanye West mashup called Work Out My Life. I hope you enjoy it.
One and two and three and four and get them sit-ups right and tuck your tummy tight and do your crunches like this. Give head, stop, breathe, get up, check your weave. Don't drop the blunt or disrespect the weed. Pick up your center, disrespect the seed. It's a party tonight and oh, she's so excited. Tell me who's invited. You, your friends, and my dick. What's scary to me, Henny make girls look like Halle Berry to me. So excuse me, miss, I forgot your name. Thank you, God bless you, good night, I came.
My best myself.
I came.
How much do you
have? I came.
Commit yourself.
I came.
Who is my life?
It's been a week without me.
Don't you forget.
She wanna talk it out, but
it's my life.
She talking about freaking out.
Work it out.
Work it out. Work.
work it out. Work it out now. Maybe we can work it out.
Ooh, girl, your silhouette made me wanna light a cigarette. My name Kanye from the Jigga said, Twista said, get it wet. Ooh, girl, your breath is harsh. Cover your mouth up like you got SARS. Off them tracks, yeah, I bought them cars. Still kill a nigga on 16 bars. Sweat into the ODs. We juke into a cold beat. Maybe one day, girl, we could bone.
So you could back to all your homies.
But I still mess with a big girl. That you ain't fit, girl. I still hit, girl. One and you brought two friends. Okay, three more now. Hop in the Benz. Four door. Do you know the difference between a 5, 6, 7, 8? All the mocha lotties. You gotta do Pilates. Gotta pop this tape in. Boy, you start back dating. Hustlers, gangsters, all us ballers.
It's been a week without me.
Don't you forget.
She wanna talk it out, but
it's my life.
She talking about freaking out.
Yeah.
Work it out, work it out now.
Hey, my name is Jill. I just want to say thanks to Kanye's workout plan. I was able to pull an NBA player, and like now I shop every day on Rodeo Drive. I just want to say thank you, Kanye.
My name is Lissandra, and I just wanted to say since listening to Kanye's workout tape, I was able to get my phone bill paid. I got Sounds and 13s, put on my Cavalier. And I was able to get a free trip to Cancun. And what's most importantly is that I ain't gotta fuck with Ray Ray broke ass no more.
Work it.
Mo.
Juke it.
Mo.
Pump it.
Mo.
Shot-tan.
Mo.
Let's go.
Mo. My name is Ellen Mae from Mobile, Alabama. And I just wanted to say, since listening to Kanye's workout tape, I've been able to date outside the family. I got a double wide and I rode a plane. Rode a plane. Rode a plane. Rode a plane. Rode a plane.
Kanye's workout plan. Of all my friends, see how cool be a baller man.
You love me. gotta to love me harder. I'm just